We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Dogim, Halacha Gimel, Simone Dogim, Snapir, Vikaskeses. The two indications of a kosher fish are fins and scales. Vohoikar hu kaskeses. The main one is the scales. Kikol sheshle kaskeses, yeshle snapir. Because whatever has scales definitely has fins. V'yesh yeshle snapir, vein lo kaskeses. And there are fish that have fins but no scales. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Ki iso b'maymar uveyoyim habikurim v'so'irvim tzivisil chalkalecha b'likutei tanina. We find in Torah Dalid, in the second half of Likutei Moran, shal yidei tzedaka, al yidei ze moitzien hachiyus sheyoynek metzach hanochosh mizikne ador she'ein bohem shleimus. V'azay nizgale metzach harotzoin. Rabbeinu Zal there uses very, very big words, you know, very high-level terminology. The term metzach harotzoin is a term that's associated with the highest level light of Hashem, like the Keser, you know, very, very high level. You know, Shabbos Mincha time is called Meitzach HaRotzein, etc. And Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about the fact that there are Zekenim, there are two, the Gemara says, there are two types of elders. There are religious elders, and those are people who every single day of their life, they're adding new knowledge to their life, they're learning new Torah, and they're growing in Mitzvahs Nais and Tovim. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that unfortunately, Rachmona Litzlan, Loyoleinu, there are people who are the opposite. There are people who once they cross a certain line, like they retire from work or they retire, and then they're counting the minutes to die, Rachmona Litzlan, Loyoleinu. They have nothing to do. Their life is empty, meaningless, Rachmona Litzlan. And Rabbeinu Zal refers to them over there as Ziknei Ador She'ein Bohem Shleimus. These are elderly people, and we know that an older person in the Torah, in Yiddishkeit, is something to be very respected and look up to. Mepnei seva tokum, vodata pnei zokim. But these are elderly people that, unfortunately, Rachman al-San, we see that their lives are empty now. It's totally empty. Nothing is void. They're not connected to Torah. They're not connected to Yiddishkeit. They're not, you know, they don't have Yiddish and nachas, you know, from children or grandchildren, that kind of thing. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there, just like there's a Metzach HaRotzoin, just like there's a very high, high level in Kiddusha that's called Metzach HaRotzoin, there's the Zeh Le'um HaZeh, there's the opposite of that in the Sitra Achra that's called Metzach HaNochosh. It was the highest, highest level within Sitra Achra. Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about Bilam HaRosha. Bilam was Metzach HaNochosh, you know, the top of the top of Sitra Achra. And this Metzach HaNochosh draws energy, draws koyach from these ziknei hador, these elderly people who are living and doing nothing with their time. So their days are not filled with kiddush and thing. So the Sitra Achra robs those days and takes that energy to itself. And Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person gives tzedakah properly, tzedakah is synonymous with rotzoin. Tzedakah is an act, a willful act. That's the way it's supposed to be. The pasuk says when it speaks about Jews donating to the Mishkan, it says, Kol nediv lev yivieho eis trumas Hashem. Every person who has the desire will donate to the Beis HaMikdash, you know, to the Mishkan. And whenever the Torah speaks about karbonos, all the contributions to the Beis HaMikdash, it always says, l'rotzayin l'fnei Hashem, that this is all rotzayin. So when a person gives, and this is tzedakah, donating to the Mishkan, karbonos, all of that is forms of tzedakah. So tzedakah is synonymous with rotzayin. When a person is zecher to give tzedakah properly, they're strengthening the metzach harotzayin, and they're weakening the Metzach HaNochosh. Now Rabbeinu Zal says over there, Ki yesh chachmei hateva shehein bechinas chayois rois. There are scientists who do not believe in Hashem, who do not believe in Torah. They worship science, they worship nature, you know, etc., etc. That's their religion. And these Chachmei HaTeva, Rabbeinu Zal, and other Sforim HaKadoshim refer to them as Chayos Rois. They're wild animals. Like a wild animal tears things, shreds things. They shred neshamos. They tear people away from faith in Hashem. והם רוצים לסגבר חס ושלום על כל הקריאה של יונטף, שקוירי ומגלי הסרוצוין, שהקויל ברצוני יספורך. ויז חיו ישרויס, they fight and oppose the announcement that the Jewish holidays make. Our Jewish holidays cry out about the Rotzayn of Hashem. Rabbi Nazal explains over there that every holiday that we have, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, what are we commemorating? We're commemorating the miracles that Hashem did on that day. That on that day, Hashem showed that there is no Teva, that he's in charge of Teva. On Pesach, he made the 7-layer cake, he made 12-layer cake out of the Red Sea, right? And he turned everything upside down, all the miracles that took place in Mitzrayim and by Kriyas Yamsuf. On Shavuos, he had the miracles at Har Sinai. The people were able to see sound. Everybody, you know, everybody was cured, healed on the spot from any physical ailments that they had, and all the other miracles that took place there. Sukkot, the miracles of the Anan Yakovoid. So Rabbi Nazar writes there, each one of these holidays cry, it says Mikra Kodesh, they announce, they cry out the Kiddusha. They cry out that everything is through the Ratzon of Hashem, that the world is not operating in autopilot, Mother Nature, Shtuyot. There's a Hashem who's in the driver's seat, and he controls everything, every second, and he does everything however he wants, Lefi Ritzonoi. So the Yomim Toivim cry out the Ratzon of Hashem, Mikra Kodesh. These Chayo Yisrois, these Chachmei HaTeva, they try to block that, to cover that up, to obliterate that, to make Jews believe in nature, in scientific things, you know, and this not believe in Hashem Chas V'Shom or in the Torah. V'atikin lozeh al yedei ha'chochom shebigdusha. And the tikkun for this is through the true tzaddik, who Rabbi Nazar refers to in that Torah as the Chochom Bigdusha, sheyodeh lekasher kol horetzoinois v'shoyrish horetzoin shubchinas meitzach horetzoin, shubchinas rive v'derivin. The true tzaddik is the one who knows how to plug in all the retzoinois of all the people and everything else, to plug it into the shoyrish horetzoin, into the metzach horetzoin, into that keser, into that highest level that's called rive v'derivin. B'chinas histalkush Moshe b'shabbos b'shaita d'mincha. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up, lehistalek, to pass away means to go up. When a tzaddik passes away, he goes up. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up, Moshe is bigematria 345. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up, where did he go up to? To 346. 346 is bigematria rotzoin, the word rotzoin. He went up to rotzoin. He went up in Shabbos Minch, which is called rotzoin sheberotzoinois, meitzach harotzoin. Ach yesh b'chinas meitzach hanochosh, however, again, there is this opposite force in Sitra Achra that's called Meitzach HaNochosh, that has the audacity, the chutzpah, to be willing to challenge even the Meitzach HaRotzoim. Ach ikar yenikosoi humi zikni ador shein boem shleimus. And where does this Meitzach HaNochosh draw from? From all of those elderly people whose lives are empty, without Torah, without mitzvahs, without growing, they're not moving forward in life, even at an elderly age. And through the proper tzedakah, we're zeicha to be able to take away the chiyus that the meitzach hanochosh draws from those elderly people. And then this meitzach hanochosh is subdued and destroyed, eliminated. Vazayim is gala meitzach harotzayim, and then the meitzach harotzayim is revealed in all its beauty, in all its glory. Vazayim nichnuim v'noiflim kol chachmei ateva, and this brings about the downfall of those disbelieving scientists, those people in the field, different fields of science who do not believe in Hashem. And I keep repeating that and reiterating that, because again, this doesn't mean that every scientist is a criminal, is a shegetz. There are scientists that are tzaddikim, that are yirei shamayim. We're not talking about them. We're talking about the chachmei ateva, those people who do not believe in Torah. They do not accept the supreme authority of Hashem, the Torah, the tzaddikim amitim. Shehim bechin as chayos rois hadursim v'turfim, who Rabbi Nazar refers to as these wild animals, these bears and lions that tear Jewish neshamas, rachmona litzlan. Vazai nizgale v'nishma koil hakriya shel yontif, shekoyre yumagale sirotzim. And when these chachmi ateva are defeated, then the sound, the outcry of yontif can be heard, and the rotzin is revealed. Vaidei hizgalus harotzoin nase yira. And when there is this hizgalus harotzoin, when it's revealed to all that everything in the world is al pi rotzoin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's a revelation of yira. Then people respect Hashem, they fear Hashem. Just like the pasuk says, ritzoin yirei of yaseh. Rotzoin generates yira. Vaidei hayira shofei hachesed. And when there's yira, yira is a keli into which Hashem can pour chesed, as Rabbi Nazal explains over there. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Study that term, the Kutimran Torah Dalit, and the Kutimran Tanina well. It's one of the longest, it's one of the long, spectacular chapters of the Kutimran. Now Rabbi Nosanzal begins. Aleph. V'ze b'chinas dogim to'irim u'dogim t'meim. With this introduction, we're going to be able to understand the differences between kosher fish and non-kosher fish. Ki isa, because it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, she dogim heim b'chinas eino pekicha, shehu b'chinas eino chad rachmi. It's known that fish, that when Yaakov Avinu gave the bracha, t'yez v'atzadek v'yidgu l'roiv, you'll prosper like fish. One of the reasons is it's brought that fish don't have ayin hara. There's no ayin ra on fish. Fish always have their eyes open. Fish are known to be like, you know, they have their eyes open. They're called eino pekicha. Pekicha means open, and also pekicha means smart. Shehu bechinas eino chad rachmi. We've spoken about this before. This is a term used in Kabbalah to refer to the keser, the highest light of Hashem. Because we know that Chachma and Bina are referred to as the two eyes very often, the right eye and the left eye. When we speak about the 10 spheros being found, being represented in the head, just in the head alone, then the right eye and left eye are Chachma and Bina. Now, by Chachma and Bina, there's a concept of right and left. When we go up to the Keser, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, there is no right and left. It's all right. It's kuloi chesed. And it's referred to, one of the nicknames given to that is this eino chad rachmi, this one eye of kindness, this eino pekicha, this eye that's always open. This is the hashgocha, the highest level of hashgocha of Hashem, where Hashem is looking with his full measure of chesed. Sheze b'chinas raiva deraivin. This is synonymous with rotzen sheberetzenois, b'chinas meitzach rotzen kanal. All of these terms are used interchangeably, you know, in Sifrei Kabbalah. Even though there might be some differences between them, but they're fine. V'alkein dogim asifosan humetarosum. And this is why the Gemara says, fish, how do you make them kosher? You just gather them in. V'ein tzrichin shchita klal. It doesn't require any shchita. Ki ha'ikra shchita shel kol balei chayim hu b'shvil hachnia ruach habehemius. Because the main reason why we have to shecht an animal is to subdue the animalistic instinct, the animalism that's in there. Shehu b'chinas chachmei ateva. That's synonymous with those non-believing scientists. Shehu b'chinas ksilus, which is foolishness compared to the chokhmah the Torah. Their knowledge, their intellectualism is shtuyot compared to the chokhmah the Torah k'dosha. B'chinas behema, shein l'das. Therefore, they're comparable to behemois and chayos, who are lower level intellect than human beings. Keneged chokhmah satoira, compared to the chokhmah satoira, shehu ikar hachokhmah hamitis, which is the true wisdom, shehu bechinas odom, which corresponds to humans, you know, kemuva b'maymar dirshu, simen lamed zayin, as Rabbi Nazal discusses in Torah lamed zayin in the Likutei Moran. Shechokhmah chitzonius, keneged chokhmah satoira, heim bechinas behema, keneged ha'odom. There Rabbi Nazal gives a whole list of things, you know, 1 through 10, and then he gives a parallel list of things that correspond to them. So on one side you have Odom, on the other side you have Torah. On one side you have Behema, on the other side you have Chachmois Chitzainius, secular wisdoms. V'al kein Yisrael hadvukim b'Toyra kruyim odom. And this is why the Gemara says Jews who are connected to the Torah, they're called Odom. Aval uma Yisrael, am sheiskim b'chachmas hachitzainius, shu chachmas hateva, heim kruyim behema. Whereas the other nations who study secular wisdoms and are not plugged into the Torah, and their chachamim, their chachmei hateva, their chachamim, correspond to Behema. K'moshim Razal, as the Gemara says, Atem kruyim Odom, Veinakam kruyim Odom. You, the Jews, are called Odom. When it says, Odom ki akriv mikem korban Hashem, you're called Odom, or Odom ki yomuz boyhel. And the Goyim are not referred to as Odom. Nimtza shekol hachayois ubehemois v'oifois ukiyotze she'en lahem das Odom. So therefore, everything within the animal kingdom, you know, which means domesticated animals, non-domesticated animals, birds, who do not have human intellect, kulam heim bebechinas chochmas hateva. They correspond to the secular wisdoms, shu bechinas behemius, ksilos kanal, which is referred to as behemius, foolishness, compared to the chochmas hatoira. Ki geder ho'odom hu adas, shehu hatoira, because the word odom refers to das, toira. Ki rak chochmas hatoira hu chochmo vodas amiti, because it's only the chochmas hatoira that's the true wisdom. V'chol shari chochmas chitzani shalchach miateva kulam heim ksilus gomor bebchinas behemias keneged chochmas hatoira. And all other wisdoms, all secular wisdoms and everything, are foolishness, behemias, compared to the chochmas hatoira. V'al kein osr lanu lechol shum ben chai b'chayov ki ma'ideh ashchita. And therefore, a Jew is forbidden to eat any living animal or bird, you know, while it's alive, until it goes through the process of shchita. Shaydeze machnin ruach habehemius. Shchita is what subdues that spirit, that animalistic spirit in the thing. V'oz malin hachai lemedaber. And by doing that, by doing a proper shechita, we elevate the chai to medaber, shezeh ikar kavonos hashechita. That's what the Arizal explains is the main kavona that the shechit is supposed to have when he's shechting. Dehainu shemachnin hachius shel b'chinas chochmas hateva, umalin mevarano yisrael b'chinas odom, shel b'chinas chochmas mitiyah shel ha-Torah k'dasha. We're subduing the life force and the energy of the Chochmas HaTeva, which is Behema, and we're elevating it and purifying it to the level of Odom, which is the Chochma the Torah Kedosha. Ki Iker HaChiyus Hi HaChochma, because we know the main source of Chiyus, of spiritual life, is Chochma. Kama Shekosev, HaChochma Techaye, Chochma gives life. V'chiyus digdusha b'chinas Chiyus Odom u'b'chinas Chochmas HaTorah. Chiyus digdusha, the Chiyus of a human being, is the coming from the Chiyus of the Torah, is Chochmas HaTorah. V'chiyus behemois hu mebchinas Chochmas HaTeva. Where do behemois get their life from? From other Chochmas, from lower level Chochmas, not from the Chochma of the Torah, from Chachmei HaTeva. Ach yesh minim tohoirim u minim tmeim. However, we know that within behemos and chayos there are kosher ones and non-kosher ones. Ki be'emes gam hateva biatzmo hu hashgochas Hashem yizborach. Because in reality, teva is also the hashgocha of Hashem. When it looks like when the sun rises in the morning and sets at night, that's also with the hashgocha of Hashem. It's not autopilot. It looks like autopilot. Vateva biatzmo boro Hashem yizborach. Hashem is the one who created teva. V'hu yizborach manig hateva beretzoinoi. And Hashem controls the teva as per his will. The pasuk says, we're going to see in a minute, that the word hateva is bigematria elokim. The Torah begins with the words bereshis boro elokim. In the beginning, Hashem created teva. Hashem created elokim. He created a teva. נמצא שגם הטבע הוא השגחה, רק שזה סויד הבחירה שבורא שמזבורך טבע בעולם, שיאף שלו בני אדם לטעוס חסשון כאילו הטבע עיקר. This is all concept of בחירה, that Hashem created things this way, and he operates in this way, keeping a low profile, keeping himself hidden, making it seem as if there's mother nature, you know, and all that stuff, so that there's room for error, so that whoever wants can choose not to believe, not to believe in Hashem chas v'shalom. Ukeshe'oikrenes ha-teva min ha-shgocha, when a person chas v'shalom separates teva from ha-shgocha, thinking that teva is an entity unto itself, azai koifrim belikim chayim chas v'shalom, and the person denies Hashem, v'yoyred l'shol tachtis, they go down to the bottom of the bottom. Ve'im yirtze livchor b'chaim be'emes, and if a person will want to choose true life, azai mekashrenes ha-teva l'hashgocha, then the person connects, plugs in the teva to hashgocha. She'yoydenu ma'aminim sha'koel b'hashgochos yisborach. The person realizes and believes that everything is hashgocha of Hashem. V'afilu ha-teva bi'atzmo gamkein misnaheges b'hashgochos yisborach. And the teva itself is being controlled by Hashem. Nimtza she'ha-teva v'hashgocha kul echad. So therefore the teva and hashgocha are really one. Ki Hashem hu-hu elikim. Because we say Hashem and elikim are one. Hashem zemidas rachmim. Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei usually represents rachmim. Bechinas hashgocha. When Hashem is looking at us, he's facing us. Yoer Hashem ponav elecha. Pnei elai v'choneini. Velikim zemidas hadin. Bechinas teva. Elikim represents midas hadin, teva. Ki elikim bigimatria hateva. Kemuva, because the Arizal says the word elikim is bigimatria, the word hateva. Utsrichin le yachdom beyichud gomor. And a Jew is supposed to unite these two, to connect them perfectly well. Lodas ki Hashem hu hu elikim. Shehateva vashgocha kulechad. To realize and believe that teva and hashgocha are all one. Veze ikar bechinas achilas Yisrael. Shu achila digdusha bechinas tzadik oichalos evanafshoi. This is the concept of how a Jew eats. The Pasuk says a Jew, a tzaddik, eats to satisfy his nefesh, his soul, his neshama. Lekasher haguf v'hanefesh yachad. To bind together the body and the soul. Kalidehu achilo miskayim chiyus odom. Because eating is what keeps a person alive. Dehainu shemiskasher maguf v'hanefesh yachad. The body and soul are hooked up properly together. Kibaloy achilo teitzei nafshoi. Because if a person stops eating and drinking completely, their soul will leave. V'guf v'nefesh zebchinas chochmes chitzonies v'chochmes ha-Torah. Now again, these two opposites, body and soul, correspond to chochmes chitzonies versus chochmes ha-Torah. The secular wisdoms are compared to the body. The wisdom of Torah is compared to the soul. That's soul food. Ki chochmes chitzonies chochmes ha-teva b'chinas guf behema ksilus keneged chochmes ha-Torah shubchinas nefesh b'chinas odom b'chinas das amiti kemavur kol ze b'maimer, as is all explained in Torah Lamed Zayin that we mentioned earlier. V'tzorech kol echad lehachnia haguf v'chomer legabi ha-nefesh, and each and every Jew is required to subdue the body, the physical, to put it under the control of the neshama, of the spiritual. Dahinu lahachniu levatel chochmas ha-teva keneged chochmas ha-Torah, which means to subdue the sciences and the secular wisdoms, to make them subservient to the Torah Kedosha. Ulekasher hakoel el ha-Torah Kedosha, to connect everything to the Torah. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, v'toyroscha betoich me'ai. Hashem, your Torah is in my kishkis. It's in my intestines. So even in my intestines, even in where I digest the food, even there it's plugged into the Torah. Ki ze ikar kavonas v'achilo lahalois ulekasher doimem tzomeach ha'il b'chines medaber. This is the main kavona when a person's eating, to elevate the doimem, the tzomeach, and the chai to the level of medaber. An example of doimem is salt. Salt is doimem. Tzomeach is lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, peaches, and chai is poultry, fish, you know, chicken, meat. to elevate all of that. When a person eats that, it becomes part of the person. He takes animal, or he takes plant, or he takes daimim, he makes it into medaber, into human being. Dahainu lahalois lekasher kol hachochmas tachtoinois, lahaloisum lekashram kulam el sharoshim digdusha shu chochmamite shalatoira. To take all of those lower level wisdoms and elevate them and connect them to their source in Kedusha, which is the Chochmah, the Torah Kedusha, Shehi Bechinas Adam, Shehu Shoresh HaKol, which is man, which is the foundation of everything. Ve'ikar Hu Hu Emuna, and the most important thing is faith. Shehi Ikar Tikun Ubirur Kol HaMacholim, which is the main tikun and perfection of all food, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates in Torah Samach Beis in Likut Imran. Kitzrichen leida ulahamin shegam hateva biatzmoi batzmo hu hashgochos yisborach. A Jew has to believe and realize that teva also is Hashem's hashgocha. V'hu yisborach mechayes kulam, and Hashem is the one who puts life into everything. V'hakoil meito yisborach, everything is from Hashem. V'alkein yesh minim tohoirim u'minim tmeim. Therefore, there are kosher species and non-kosher species. Ki minim tohoirim heim elu haminim shiyesh lanu koyach lekashram el hakdusha levarom mechai l'odom. The kosher species are those which we have the ability to elevate and to plug into the kedusha and to elevate them from chai to odom. Umine tmeim, those species that are considered non-kosher, heim elu she'ein lanu koyach levara mechai lodom lekashem lakdushimuva. Those, the reason why they're off limits is because we are incapable of processing them. We cannot elevate those species and plug them into the kedusha. Vafilu haminim tohirim, yefshlanu loichlam kim al yidei ashchita. And even the kosher species of birds and animals, we can only eat them after they've been through a shechita. Shaydeze machnien ruach habehemius umalin mebehem alodom. The shechita is what subdues the ruach habehemius, the chochmas chitzonius, and elevates from behemot odom. Sheze ikar bechinas hashechita. This is what shechita is all about.